Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. The Holy Spirit has been dealing with me about tradition, tradition of prayer, tradition of preaching, and bring me back to focus on what the assignment is. And then he talked to me about traditional finances, what traditionally the church have thought about finances, and we have to break that circle and break that cycle of Christian financial slavery. That's a way to say it in order for us to understand that there's a truth that will set us free in the covenant and from the lips of Jesus and from the scriptures, that finances is part of the divine plan of God, that the gospel may be preached and that his children may live under the blessing of the Heavenly Father, where he said all things are thine. So one of the grips that have made the word of God of none effect in our lives about finances is tradition, the tradition of our fathers, the tradition that the system put on the church, the tradition that organized religion have put on the church about you shouldn't have much, you shouldn't do this. But none of that is biblical, because the Bible speaks if you put God first, all things will be added to you. So you see where we are, partners. Many partners are coming in from all over the world, foreign countries, and we are thankful and they are blessed. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he had no sorrow with it. And then another aspect is I have to train the soul. I have to train the mind. We have to train the conscience. We have to train the emotion about finance. We have to train the imagination about finance, the will, the desire, the intellect. Our soul has to prosper, as 3 John 2 says. And it will prosper as we train it. So we got two things we're dealing with. We're dealing with tradition that has to be dealt with, and we're dealing with our soul, because the spirit man already know what's belong to him. And we always quote Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we are ready for this to happen. And I see in the spirit world, many things are happening right now as we come together, study, believe, pray, obey, praise the Lord. Many of you are going to be broken out of that cycle of paycheck to paycheck living or just having enough. No, God wants you to have an abundant supply and ever-increasing word, declare and decree over all your financial affair that money cometh to you today.